This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Sunday, August 2. Knowing our sin. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through 26. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced, and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of His blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance, He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate His righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. When I'm sitting in an airplane and waiting for us to taxi out to a runway, I can't always tell when the plane starts to move. But if I look outside and focus on a still object, I can see whether the plane is moving. In some ways, the Ten Commandments are like that, acting as a landmark to show us how we are living in God's world. Unfortunately, the commandments do not reveal movement in a positive direction. They show us how easily we can stray away from God toward destruction. Though God has given us these instructions for living and prospering in His world, we fall short in loving and obeying Him. Indeed, as Romans 3 says in our passage for today, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Since none of us can live up to God's holy standards, we are all sinners who have broken God's law. We deserve God's just punishment for our sins. We can't earn our salvation, and we can't fix our rebellious relationship with God. That's the bad news. But the good news is this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5 verse 8. Only faith in Jesus Christ, who obeyed God's law perfectly and gave His life as a sacrifice for us, can wash away our sins and make us right with God. The Ten Commandments show us clearly that we are sinners. At the same time, they point us to the only way we can find salvation, through Jesus. Pray with me. Father God, Your commandments show that we have sinned and cannot save ourselves. Move us to faith in Your Son, Jesus, the only one who can ever save us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.